Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is on the autumnal equinox. This will apply to any equinox for any time. And it is the time when the sun is reaching 0 degrees Libra. And the 0 degrees Libra point is literally the time of the year, the season when we are experiencing the balance between day and night. There's equal amount of light and an equal amount of dark. And when in the audios that I've done on judgment and Libra and moving past our judgments, it's really coming to that balance place where we can see the value of the light and the dark, of what these mysteries are when they are in balance within us. So that's one of the opportunities that we have at the autumnal equinox. Literally what happens at this time at the equinoxes, whether it's spring or fall equinox, is that the sun is rising over the equator of the earth and tracks directly over the equator, which is causing the balance of day and night across the planet for at least a 24-hour period. It moves pretty fast, and so the days can begin to lengthen or shorten depending on which equinox it is. We happen to be moving to the autumnal equinox time, so the days are actually going to be shortening from the equinox point on. So the next 30 days after the autumnal equinox is the time of Libra, the time of really deepening what our relationship is with each other, with significant other, and with the earth herself. And that time of balance, of how we can walk in balance, how we can live our life in balance. So it's a beautiful expression for the autumnal equinox. And what's happening currently in the turning of the ages, you know, the movement of these equinox points where we experience the balance of day and night, is they over time rise in different constellations. Over 26,000 years, the autumnal equinox season will be rising through every constellation. And right now, it's rising at a point that is aligned with what's called the North Galactic Pole. And this can only happen once in a 26,000-year cycle. The North Galactic Pole actually looks out away from our galaxy. It's near a constellation called Como Bernice. If you want to read the story of Como Bernice, it's a great story. And it's a time. Also, that particular constellation at one time marked the tail of the lion, and it's sort of between the Virgin Priestess and the lion and represents a balance point of relationship between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. So if we think of Libra as the archetypal energy that most represents relationship, and it's the relationship to the masculine and feminine, to the spirit, you know, to the physical and to the spiritual, to the day and night, to the, you know, to the light and dark, to all the different ways that we relate in life and finding that balance point. It's remarkable that we have that autumnal equinox point, you know, where the sun rises at that time connected to this part of the sky. And it will be for at least another 72 years or so. So we're in that zone for quite some time, about 144 years. It's been happening for a while. It doesn't move that fast. It moves about 1 degree every 72 years. We're probably at the center point of that for at least another almost 10 years or so, having reached, you know, it's like the most exact center point could cover, we could say, maybe a 36-year time span that would have started in 1987. That these points can be aligned with the galactic, you know, the solstices with the galactic cross and the equinoxes with the galactic poles, to have these points, which are related to the earth, aligning with the galactic, these are galactic alignments. There's definitely a sense of the shift of something huge that's happening for us. So each equinox gate, each solstice gate are very important times to celebrate, to work with ceremonially, to put out your intentions. And one of the things that's been noticed is that the sun, when it's tracking over the equator, and maybe because it's at that balance point, tends to reduce the magnetic field of the earth so that we have access to other dimensions more easily. So it's a great time to do ceremony to access these other dimensions and to put out our intentions and to have that then be infused with that particular conception point or zero point as it goes forward into coming manifest as we continue to energize those intentions that we have, particularly as the moon crosses the zero, these 0 point, zero Libra point once each month, and each of the other points once each month. There's a timing that can be further activated, whatever the intentions are that you're activating at the actual equinox. So going to sacred sites, being on the earth, connecting with the earth, being with the rising and setting sun. The sun, I'm going to do a whole audio on the sun, is this amazing metronome for telling us what time it is, the center point of the time clock of the earth. And it's in a very rhythmic beat. And so we have the equinoxes and solstices happening at intervals that are very predictable and that are very powerful for us to stay attuned to. The rising sun, you know, the beginning of the day, the setting sun, the end of the day, and the beginning of the night. So I'll be talking much more about that. Anyway, as we are entering now the phase of the year where the days will be rapidly growing shorter towards, as we grow towards the winter solstice, when the days are shortest and the nights are longest, this is... attuning to this particular balance point is definitely worth our time, to take time to do your own prayers, to do your own ceremony, or to gather together in community with others who are working with the energies that are available to us during this equinox time.